Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Michael's back. Oh, you know what time it is, right? It is time for the Mom and Michael Hour. It's that hour my son and I get a chance to bond over and over again, and it is just awesome. We have been bonding since he was born, and I love him. He is my favorite son. How are you, honey?
I'm still winning. I'm still winning. The favorite. The only, but the favorite.
The only.
But
you don't have to necessarily be. Go ahead. What were you saying?
First of all, obviously, the thing to say here is Happy Mother's Day. I mean, I've spoken to you today earlier on FaceTime, and we've had many conversations already. But wanted to say in here, Happy Mother's Day. It was a beautiful time. And it's funny, I FaceTimed you because I knew that you were at Grandma's house, and my sister was there, and my aunts, and everybody was there. So I was like, I'll FaceTime you, and I'll say Happy Mother's Day to the mothers there. And you turned the camera around, and I saw all my cousins and the whole family. They were all at Grandma's house eating and hanging out and waving. And I was at the Century City Mall, you know, where I always go to see movies on the weekend. I've talked about that mall many times. It's kind of upscale and kind of fancy. And when on FaceTime, you turned to them, I broke into tears. It was like somebody flashing my entire childhood on my phone screen. And it was, and they were happy tears, but it just, I instantly realized how much I miss my family, how much I miss being in those big home parties filled with love and seeing everyone. It doesn't have to be fancy or anything in particular, just seeing all the family gathered there like we do so often in our family was magical. But know that I was standing at the mall just like, oh, I'm so happy to see all of you. Crying on FaceTime.
It was the sweetest. It was the sweetest. It was.
And there were so many families out for Mother's Day. I don't think anyone thought this was unusual because they could like see that I was there with Joey. We were each sharing an earpiece on my headset, and I'm on FaceTime sobbing. They're like, oh, he's talking to his mama. They knew. They knew because in L.A., so many of us, you know, moved away from home. So it's not at all unusual to see someone happy crying on a FaceTime video on any kind of holiday here that is associated with one's family.
Well, many of the listeners don't know how you got to L.A., and it was remarkable. You were a senior in high school. It was 11th grade when you first said to me, Mom, I don't think I want to go to college. And I'm like, oh, my God, my father's turning in his grave. Education means so much in this family. A lot of educators on both sides. And I just thought, oh, no, son. And he says, but I have a plan. This is what Michael told me, you guys. I have a plan. And when Michael has a plan, it is a dang good plan. And I thought, oh, if he's got a good plan, I must listen. And he sold me on that plan so quickly. I was like, oh, my gosh, Michael, this is awesome. I know you're going to succeed. And he goes, yeah, but can you come with me the first year? And I was like, well, I was coming anyway, even you asked me or not. I was
coming.
Right.
You're like, oh, I already booked my ticket. I'm not sure if you knew, but I'm going to. I've moved into the place you haven't even seen yet. I don't think I would have been able to move here as successfully and really, you know, get started in the city had you not gone with me. But of course, without your support in general, I wouldn't have been able to move here and settle here. And as you know, that initial plan most certainly did not work out the way I wanted it to, but it did evolve into this beautiful new thing. And it took me a while. It took me a while to really
15 years, is that what it was?
Well, I mean, I've been here 18, so I'm not sure. But it took a while for that plan to morph. And I mean, I ended up actually going to school and getting my bachelor's in film and TV production out here at LMU. And that put me on a whole new path. And you have just been such an amazingly supportive mother the entire time, the best mom I could ever ask for. And every time my plan changed, or every time I didn't hit the goal I was trying to make, you were right there supporting me, encouraging me, guiding me, and telling me, you know what, you're there now. What are you going to do? You did often try to convince me to come home, as you would always say. In fact, you still try to convince me to come back home.
I am. I'm working on it. You and Joy, come home.
But you know how much I love it here. I know how much you love it here in Los Angeles, too.
I do.
So thank you again for being such an amazing mother and so supportive this entire time.
Well, Michael, you are welcome, because you have really been blessed with good, great friends. People who really care about you and you care about them. And those relationships, I hope, will last forever, because that's the key, right? What?
Ooh. Speaking of good friends. I had a friend do something for Joey and I at Disneyland that was wildly unexpected and very cool and quite exclusive. So we were at Club 33. As you know, we're there a lot. We went on a whim yesterday, and we're there, and we brought a few of our friends. We're all at our table hanging out, having a good time. And a friend of ours was there, and I won't say who it is for her privacy's sake. And, you know, her new thing, she says, I have all of the shoes, so I guess I'll start collecting expensive alcohols. And I went, okay.
So that's what this picture is you sent me.
Yeah, so at Club 33, there was this special case of all of the high-end alcohol options, you know, really high-end bourbons and whiskeys, scotch, Cavassier, et cetera, even high-end tequila that you can buy a single shot of, or if you really want to go all out, you can buy a bottle of for your table, friends, and family. And there is an extensive, you know, spirit and wine list that's also higher end, but the ones in the case are the really, really nice bottles. And the thing is, if you finish the bottle, you get to keep the bottle. And, of course, if you've ever seen a bottle for an extremely rare cask of alcohol, they're beautiful. They're glass art creations, and obviously they're quite collectible, and people even purchase those bottles on eBay empty just because they're so rare to find and they're beautiful and they just want to have that keepsake. So this is kind of her new thing, is she likes collecting the bottles. And so she went to the case and was trying to look at what she could finish to be able to keep the bottle. And she comes over, she says, I just did something crazy. Do you and Joey want in? And she bought four ounces of Remy Martin rare cask Louis XIV Grand Champagne Cognac. And she gave us a glass, a 1 ounce pour to share. We shared it with all of our friends. It was like five men and a squished in a table sipping this 1 ounce of liquor, going, oh my God, oh my God. Passing the cup around. It's like, may we not get COVID, but we are going to share this amongst the table. It was one of the most exquisite drinks I've ever had in my entire life. Normally, you know, I like good bourbon, but when I see something wildly expensive, I go, well, it can't be worth that. But just the flavors, the flavor profile, and as it kept changing and morphing, I mean, it was a whole experience sipping on this 1 ounce of anywhere between 25 and 60 year old cognac. I mean, it was just incredible. So that was something a friend did for me this week, and I am very thankful, because I'm not sure if I would have ever tried this particular alcohol in my life, but it was truly amazing.
Well, the cost is a lifetime, right? I mean, it's just ridiculous how much it costs for an ounce. An ounce, you don't just, you shouldn't have tasted it at all, except like put your, like the tip of your tongue down in it and just go, okay, now I got to put it in back in some really safe carriage and just put it in the freezer and
just take it home.
Take it home and just nestle it every now and then. Take it out and just go, aw, how you doing, honey? You know?
Yeah.
That's how expensive this is. It's crazy.
A 1 ounce pour is $1,500.
$1,500?
She literally, on a whim, handed us a glass of $1,500 liquid, and that's why we were all just sipping it. Like, you try. No, you try. No, sniff it first. And we're like, sniff the front, and then sniff the other side of the glass. And I'll swirl it around. It was a whole, we were like, we're going to savor this for the next 45 minutes. Just five dudes sipping on 1 ounce of liquid. Like, you don't you take too much now.
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous, Michael. That's ridiculous. And I'm sure there are many people that do this, that pay that kind of money for 1 ounce.
So, 1 ounce.
I want to know, Michael, when it got on your tongue, what happened? Did the surge of joy just dance on your tongue? You couldn't talk. Yeah. What happened?
No, truly, it was like eating a world-class steak, like having, amazing truffles or caviar. It was that level of flavor and complexity. And I've never tasted anything like it in my whole life. And again, I've had some very decent bourbons and whiskeys and whatnot, but this was something on a whole different level. I've never experienced anything like it. And we all had the same reaction, even those in her group who are very used to, tasting really high-end spirits like this. And oh my goodness, it truly was worth it. If I could afford to do that more often, I would love for you to try it. If I could afford to take you out for a Mother's
Day. No. I'm never going to taste something like that. $1,500? I would feel guilty.
Michael, I need to ask you. This is $1,500 we're talking about. Did you put some money down on a horse yesterday? Did you, win money off the Kentucky Derby yesterday? Because that's the kind of money you're talking about to pay for something like that.
Yeah, no, Jonathan is going to go get some beer that's not even really beer.
That's the point of the story. Cause
it's called tap water.
But she was saying, good friends here, and that's the whole point. It was free. It was gifted to me. None of us had to pay for this ounce of alcohol. We all got to experience this with our friend at Club 33. So it was a beautiful thing, and we happened to be there at the right time. And saw someone we know, and she said, "Hey, do you want to participate in this?" So that was a very cool friend moment Saturday this weekend. It was great.
So everybody was pursing their lips, just trying to keep it on the tongue, keep it on the lips. Don't lick your lips. Let it linger.
No exaggeration. We finished it, and we had cocktails at the table. We stopped drinking and eating everything else because none of us wanted to take the flavor out. That is how good it was. We were all just paused. Even she was like, is there more? And I said, of course not. She finished the bottle. That was the end of it. But I think also to the point, that bottle was once full. So that means that over time, there were many other people who frequent there who paid that dollar to get this. And again, if that is something I could afford on the regular, I understand it was exquisite.
$1,500. I remember when you bought Angel Envy at this restaurant, and you paid for a round to everyone. Do you remember that?
Yes, that was so. That it's funny because I was also in the lounge at Club 33, and I had just discovered this bourbon called Angel's Envy, which is a bourbon that's finished off in a wine cask, and so it has all these amazing wine notes in the bourbon itself. And a bottle of good Angel's Envy at a decent store will cost between $60 and $100 for the whole bottle. So, in a bar or a nice restaurant, if you order a shot of that, it isn't too expensive. And I said, oh, hey, I want to celebrate. I forgot what we were there to celebrate. But let's get a round of shots of Angel's Envy. I want my friends to try it because they love bourbon. It's really, really good. And he goes, Angel's Envy? I said, yes. He said, okay, great. Mind you, this is the same man who works there who serves the cognac. He's the guy that knows about it all. He brings out 6 shots of Angel's Envy. It was really strong. I was like, oh, this must be a different version. This is really, really good. We all enjoy it.
Oh, you thought it was the cheap one?
It was. I thought, oh, man, why is there so much better and so much stronger and has so much more kick? And the bill comes, and it was the Angel's Envy rare cask that was on the other special menu, not in the glass case, but the other one. Just the 6 shots alone, I think it was $100 a shot. And we were all like,
And that was just a shot glass, or was it an ounce?
That was 1 ounce. 1 ounce.
100 each.
was about $100 per person. Yes.
Uh-huh. And so this time it's $1,500. My goodness, extra. You have moved up in a. Oh, we're moving on up.
Well,
to
no, the first time I had to pay, we all pitched in. This one was free. This is a whole different level.
Well, I tell you what, okay, I don't know what to call it. Is it a blessing?
Yeah.
I mean, did you say your prayer before? Did you like, was it communion somewhere? Did this happen today or yesterday?
This was on Saturday. It was a blessing. Someone, you know, someone did a mitzvah, as Joey would say. They did a good thing, a kind thing. They shared a wonderful experience with me. Just like last month, I believe, or 2 months ago, I was at the Magic Castle, and there was a woman sitting next to me, and she was talking to her. I later found out her cousin, and she just happened to be talking about how her dream for years has been to go to Club 33, and she really wants to go for her birthday, but she's trying to figure it out. I've never met this woman. She doesn't know who I am. I've never seen her before. And I saw her later on, and I kind of introduced myself and just kind of said hi, and we talked for a bit, and I kind of like, oh, you know, who? What is she like? Okay, cool. And I said, you know, hey, I didn't mean to eavesdrop, but I heard you talking earlier in the table next to us about Club 33. She's like, oh, yeah. Have you heard of it? I was like, yes. I remember. I'd be happy to make your dreams come true. She cried. She literally started crying because she had had a death in the family. It had been a difficult couple of months. She was about to finish grad school. She's a producer. And just she had all this weight on her shoulders and this mitzvah, this good moment that was so easy for me to do to say yes, made her whole month, day. She was so appreciative. So that was easy for me to do. In this case, that shot was easy for our friend to do, but both were magical in their own way.
Oh, how wonderful. Good God. $1,500. I can't get over it. I can't get over it. You can put a diamond on that and just be all right, although I'm not a diamond girl. I am not that girl. I'm not a mink girl.
No.
It's just not who I am. I mean, I have ugly coats. I mean, people, my mother, everybody keeps asking, why don't you get a nice coat, Gerilyn? I mean, really, I'm that girl. Okay, Michael, we have to take a break, and then we're going to come back in just a moment.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It is now 10:33 here at WCCO, and I'm actually recording from home. It feels like I'm in the studio, but it is so great to do this with you every Sunday night. Thank you for sticking and staying with us. Of course, our producers are Jonathan Lowe, that you hear his voice every Sunday, and as well as Chris Tubbs, who does the 9 o'clock hour for Center Stage, and then Craig Schofer, who does seven and eight o'clock hours. So it's just a pleasure working with all three of them. Of course, this is the Mom and Michael Hour. And of course, Michael, you know, it's time to talk movies. This is what you do. You have a degree in film and radio production. Film television production. Yes. And so, I'm just curious to know, what movie did you choose to see this weekend?
The same film that apparently everyone else saw, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Of course, Doctor Strange 2 was supposed to come out earlier, but because of the pandemic, like all the Marvel films, it got pushed back and finally came out this weekend. Have you seen the trailer for it or a poster for it?
I have seen the trailer for it.
It's an incredible trailer. That trailer is so exciting and just knocked my socks off when I first saw it. The posters are just beautiful and detailed. I mean, the advertising for this film was off the charts. And of course, when the first trailer came out, at the end, we see Doctor Strange in handcuffs in front of a mysterious panel of people. And there's a voice at the end of the trailer that says, we should tell him the truth. And it is distinctly the voice of Patrick Stewart, who, of course, in the sci-fi fanboy world, originally played Professor X in the Fox Studios produced X-Men films that are now, of course, anachronistic and against canon to all the Marvel MCU. But, as we all know, Disney bought Fox. So we've been wondering how they were going to eventually bring in both X-Men and Fantastic Four, knowing that we've seen a litany of films from those two groups before the current Marvel team ever took over. And as we suspected, Marvel was slowly introducing this whole multiverse concept and seeing how it plays out in various ways. So this film was big because I, like the rest of the fans of the MCU, were waiting to see what are the rules of the multiverse? How will that concept play out in this film? And you know, how much will they give us? Because we want to see, are we going to see more X-Men films? Are we going to see more Fantastic Four films? Are we going to be able to see a whole host of other characters who have either been killed off or, you know, whose films tanked when previously produced by a different studio? So all of that said, went to go see it, was very excited, went to go see it on a premium screen. And I'll give you kind of the quick high-level version review of this. And again, I don't want to give any spoilers because, of course, it is Marvel. The movie is not as good as the trailer. that's the worst thing I want to put out there. It isn't a bad film. It is very fun. It has some really cool fight scenes. You're definitely seeing Doctor Strange doing some incredible things. I think Stargirl is in this one. I didn't watch the TV show about her, so I don't know if that is her or her name, or I don't know, but I think that is her.
You're talking about Scarlet Witch.
No. Scarlet Witch is definitely on the poster, but there's an additional character in here that's actually a major character in the film that I think I saw from a trailer from a TV show, but I didn't know much about her, so I kind of had to learn about that character while watching the film. So most of us who like Marvel love Doctor Strange. You're getting all the Doctor Strange behavior and character and arrogance and quirk and lovable charm even that we're so used to seeing with him and Spider-Man and in the rest of the Avengers films. So it's all there. It's a good movie. It's stronger than, let's say, the original Ant-Man or some of the other lesser-known heroes that entered the MCU before we got to the big Infinity War and Endgame battle. But since the bar has been set so high now because of said films, Avengers Infinity War, Avengers Endgame, and even the original Doctor Strange movie, it's hard to kind of match that. And this film struggles with something we see a lot with superhero films and films with deities, is you have to adjudicate the power levels of various entities in the same movie. So Doctor Strange is really, really powerful. Scarlet Witch is really powerful. But if they're going to have to fight, you know, someone else that's really powerful, what does that look like? Who's more powerful? Who can win? And if that gets too muddied or too heavy-handed, it can kind of be like, you know, who can do more? And they do this and they do that. So it kind of suffers from that lack of precision during certain scenes. And there's a couple scenes that are nearly comical where people are fighting. And it's almost like they ran out of ways to add gravity to the way in which the sorcery was being used. And so they were creative with it, but not in a way that made it more serious. It just made it funny. But those moments aside, you know, where it runs off the tracks for a few scenes here and there, it was still an overall enjoyable film. Definitely not the least of the Marvel films. I'm so glad I saw it. I'm so glad I saw it on a big screen. And of course, if you've been following the whole Marvel saga for the last, what has it been now, 15 plus years?
Oh, goodness.
I mean, it's been a long time. We're so deeply invested in the storyline. So it's basically a must-see. You can't not see this because it's continuing the storyline. And you can't then see Thor coming out in July without seeing this one, because I'm sure there's going to be something in Thor that will tie into this film, et cetera, et cetera. So if you like Marvel, go see it. It's a good time. But just know that trailer is better than the film itself.
Was Thanos in it?
Thanos. So remember last time we spoke and I went on about Hadestown, the play that
yes.
I just saw here at the Omniscient Theater, and how great
yes.
it was. And you said, I will never see it. You swore you would never see Hadestown, which is exactly what you said about the Marvel films. And then you started watching a few of them on TV and you were hooked. And then you started watching them out of order. And I think you and Auntie are kind of watching a few more now out of order.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So my point is, had you seen them all, you would know the answer to, is Thanos in the movie?
I knew it. When I was thinking about it, I was like, I shouldn't ask that question because I have not seen all of them. Oh,
correct.
Man. Okay.
And you promised me that you would not watch Avengers Infinity War or Avengers Endgame until you'd seen all the other films, because that would just ruin a decade of amazing filmmaking by seeing it that much out of order.
I'm sorry. Did you say I promised?
You did. You promised me you would not. Have you seen those movies already?
Huh?
Oh, my God. No, you're kidding.
What?
Wait, that's true. You specifically asked about Thanos. Did you see a movie with him in it? Oh, mom.
Wait a minute. No. Hey, how would I know? How would I have known?
Why? I can't believe I didn't catch that, because you know his name. This is terrible. You watched... Oh, no.
Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Oh, my God. Did you do that? Did you do that, Jonathan?
Oh. I cannot. Thank God it's Mother's Day. I will forgive you your trespasses.
Thank you. My trespasses?
Oh, this is
Michael,
bad.
You wanted me to watch all of them. I couldn't do all of them in order. I couldn't.
But
my schedule did not...
I'm going to talk to Auntie because she'll know the difference. I'm going to confirm if she has you watch one of the big ending movies without, if that's what you watch. I'm really hoping you did not, but we'll see. I'm going to talk to her.
Why can't you just talk to me?
Because I don't think you know. And also, my insides are screaming. My inner Marvel fan is weeping in a corner in my heart. So I'm going to console him now. And I'm going to say, it's okay. She kind of liked it. You got what you wanted. She's watching it now. But he's screaming.
See, Jim, that's why I played that. That's not for anything about Michael's ride. No, that's his inner voice right now. That's how it feels.
Screaming.
Right.
It's kind of, you know what?
I thought you'd be really happy that I've been doing what I promised you I would do.
And not if you watch those two first. This is the equivalent to watching the second half of Godfather Part 2 before seeing any other parts of The Godfather.
Now, you know how much I love The Godfather, right? You know, it's my favorite trilogy. It's my favorite. I cannot, but I am so offended.
Yes, that's the word. I'm offended. That is exactly how, if someone came to you, they'd never seen it, and they said, oh, yeah, I watched the second half of Part 2, and it was good. Yeah, and then some things happened. Some people died. You would scream, right? Mm-hmm. Point proven. I feel good about that analogy. Now we know how each other
feels. I didn't
feel.
Get the raccoon, though.
The raccoon? Oh, yeah. You did watch. Oh, no.
Oh. I'm sorry, Michael. Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. I just couldn't do it in order. I could not.
But wait, so did you get to the end of the movie you watched? Yes?
I'm sorry, ask that again?
Oh, no. Mm-mm-mm. And that's you're asking me. Okay, that's you're asking me if he was there. That means you're watching Infinity War. Yep. Okay. I know what happened. I see it.
What is happening?
No, that's all right.
I thought you would be thrilled I was watching them.
Thrilled that you spoiled 12 years of movies for yourself? I mean, I guess that's a way.
I mean, how much can I really talk, though? I mean, how much can I take?
I just want to say right now, I would be dying if I could see Michael's face on FaceTime right now. Because Michael's face must be just absolutely just crestfallen.
You have no idea. It's like watching Empire. It's like watching Return of the Jedi first. And being like, oh,
yes,
yeah, the one with the old guy.
This is true.
And the lightning. It's like watching. I'm trying to think of. It's like watching the game. It's like watching Game of Thrones season 8, the final season, first.
But I don't do that. I don't have time to do that, son. I don't.
Well, we have to make.
So I have to get it in when I can get it in. I do make the time. Mm-hmm. Thanks to Auntie Javita. I do. Because she loves these movies.
Here's the plan. Just forget everything you saw. Don't watch Avengers Infinity War. Don't watch Avengers Endgame. You can see any other film before that in whatever order you want. Just don't watch those two until you've seen all of those.
That's what you told me.
Yeah, and you agreed to it.
I even gave you
Disney Plus. I gave you access to Disney. Okay, it's Mother's Day. I'm going to get off of this.
I think, Michael, you need one of those mind-wiping tools that they have in Men in Black.
Jonathan, shut up. I mean, oh, my God. You are encouraging my son. Don't do it.
You know,
don't listen to him. Trust me.
There is no the levels, the depths that your son is in the sci-fi world. There is no need for encouragement from me. No need.
No.
None.
And Jonathan, you know, she has worked with Tommy Lee Jones before, so I should be like, you know, hey, I should call him up. Like, hey, do you still have the Men in Black mind eraser from set? You know, Jolynn Steele, who you work with on the movie. Yes, she needs that. We need to just wipe some of this out. You know, because I won't be calling Will Smith.
I was just you beat me to it. I was gonna say, don't call Will Smith on this. He might slap you.
He might. I'm gonna go with Tommy Lee Jones of the two.
We got a break.
We have to break. Thank God for a break. We'll be back. Welcome back, everyone. As we wrap up this last few minutes, I must say that I've had such a great time with you tonight, and I hope you've had a great time as well. As you all know, Michael Battle is my son, my only son, and I absolutely hit the family lottery with my siblings, my mother, my father, my children, Venice and Michael, as well as my grandchildren. I feel so incredibly blessed on this Mother's Day, and I hope that you too had a sense of how joyful we are when we have our children at our side and our grandchildren at our side. I do want to say, though, to you, Michael, I know you are frustrated with me and these movies, but you haven't watched the movies I would love for you to watch.
Haven't I?
No, you haven't. Have you ever seen Doris Day's movies like Move Over, Darling?
No, but that doesn't compare.
The Glass Bottom Boat. How about April in Paris? Have you watched April in Paris?
No, but that doesn't compare because it isn't 12 years of sequential filmmaking leading up to a grand conclusion.
What?
It's different. It's a whole different thing. But real quick, off topic, I just wanted to mention I was at a sushi restaurant in Hollywood called Sugarfish. They have several locations here. Really good sushi. If not Sushi Dan... like we talked about that.
Well, thank goodness. I can't get over that name. Sushi Dan, like Lieutenant Dan on, you know.
It's much better than Sushi Dan.
Sushi Dan.
And we went there, and it's a, you know, they're very small restaurants, and someone opens the door, and suddenly this extremely strong cloud of marijuana just wafted into the restaurant, and we're all sitting there eating our hand rolls and all the sushi they serve there. It's very fresh. It's very good. And while we kind of go, whoa, and there's this mom next to me, and we're looking at her like, that's really strong. She goes, yeah, that is really strong. She goes, is that seaweed? And it was such a – because, of course, she paused. Seaweed. Do you get the joke?
Right.
Because I just – I said, oh, my goodness. That's hilarious. That's a terrible dad joke, and I love it. Thank you for that. That made my whole day. She was like, yep, I'm right there with you. Seaweed. I was like, I'm going to say that.
I'm sorry, Michael. Just for that, I got to do this.
We cannot allow Jonathan to be in power, Michael.
Yeah, who gave him? Who gave him the noise? Technically,
look,
you did.
We should never give Jonathan the power. We should never do it. Nobody knows what that is, Jonathan. So explain it in one, you know, in like 50 seconds.
I can't explain it tonight because I'm taking it completely out of context. Because of everything that is going on in this conversation.
Right.
Originally, it was the two noises used when I was right about something or you were right about something. The Prince scream was when I was right, and the one he just played is when you were right. And if I recall correctly, we had to use my right noise so often because I was right so often that we just stopped doing it because it was unfair.
Gosh.
I mean, that's how I remember it. You know?
Oh, I know what that explosion was. I just heard your brain just burst. Hey, Michael. Hey, by the way, have you seen Calamity Jane? Doris Day? Doris Day.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Calamity Jane, that's what they called it when you watched Avengers Infinity War without seeing the rest of the movie. It was a calamity moment.
That was terrible. That was terrible.
But I had to
get back. Terrible.
To that's all.
Okay. Are you done?
Not as good as seaweed.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Wow. Lieutenant Dan. What movie was that?
What? Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. Used to be my favorite, honestly.
Imagine watching the end of Forrest Gump without seeing the beginning.
Oh, my gosh. It's him sitting in a feather blowing around. Come on. That tells us
nothing. Imagine watching that and not having any of the context of why that moment is so famous.
It's a peaceful moment.
You didn't get the raccoon. There's two whole movies with the raccoon to explain why he's important. He's a beloved character. Beloved.
We're back to that. Jonathan, see what you did.
I'd just like to say to the listening audience out there that this has not only gone off the track, off the rails, if you will. This is in the next county. We can't find the train because it's gone. It's disappeared. That's how off the rails we are right now. We can't find the train.
Okay, Jonathan, stop talking. Oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Michael, I love you. I'm never going to watch all the movies from X-Men. I'm never going to watch all the movies from Star Wars. Excuse me. And absolutely not. I really kind of like these movies from Marvel, but.
That's because they're great. All right. Well, happy Mother's Day. I just want to
thank you for my Mother's Day gift. I literally brought the bouquet over that you sent. It is huge, you guys. I wish I should take a picture and put it on Facebook because it's so beautiful. And I put it right in front of me working tonight because the fragrance is outstanding. Just beautiful. Thank you for loving me, son. Thank you for loving your grandmother, your aunt, Javita. And we all love it. We just love it. So thank you.
Absolutely. Happy Mother's Day to you and all of the mothers out there on this beautiful Sunday evening.
Yeah, and happy Mother's Day to Thanos. Would he be one that would have, is he a mother? I never knew.
Oh, I wanted to tell you.
Was it a he or her?
Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's father. I just wanted to put that out there since we're spoiling things for you today. I'm not sure if you've seen those movies, Star Wars, in a small franchise. I love you.
I love you so much, son. Take care of yourself. Be safe out there, okay? All right. Good night, everyone, and thank you for putting up with it all. Good night, Jonathan.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is.
And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back, everyone. As we wrap up this last few minutes, I must say that I've had such a great time with you tonight, and I hope you've had a great time as well. As you all know, Michael Battle is my son, my only son, and I absolutely hit the family lottery with my siblings, my mother, my father, my children, Venice and Michael, as well as my grandchildren. I feel so incredibly blessed on this Mother's Day, and I hope that you too had a sense of how joyful we are when we have our children at our side and our grandchildren at our side. I do want to say, though, to you, Michael, I know you are frustrated with me and these movies, but you haven't watched the movies I would love for you to watch.
Haven't I?
No, you haven't. Have you ever seen Doris Day's movies like Move Over, Darling?
No, but that doesn't compare.
The Glass Bottom Boat. How about April in Paris? Have you watched April in Paris?
No, but that doesn't compare because it isn't 12 years of sequential filmmaking leading up to a grand conclusion.
What?
It's different. It's different. It's a whole different thing. But real quick, off topic, I just wanted to mention I was at a sushi restaurant in Hollywood called Sugarfish. There's several locations here. Really good sushi. If not Sushi Dan, like we talked
right.
about.
Well, thank goodness. I can't get over that name. Sushi Dan, like Lieutenant Dan on, you know.
It's much better than Sushi Dan.
Sushi
and we went
Dan.
There, and it's a, you know, they're very small restaurants, and someone opened the door, and suddenly this extremely strong cloud of marijuana just wafted into the restaurant, and we're all sitting there eating our hand rolls and all the sushi they serve there. It's very fresh. It's very good. And well, we kind of go, whoa, and there's this mom next to me, and we're looking at her like, that's really strong. She goes, yeah, that is really strong. She goes, is that seaweed? And it was such a – because, of course, she paused. Seaweed. Do you get the joke?
Right.
Because I said, oh, my goodness. That's hilarious. That's a terrible dad joke, and I love it. Thank you for that. That made my whole day. And she was like, yep, I'm right there with you. Seaweed. I was like, I'm going to say that.
I'm sorry, Michael. Just for that, I got to do this.
We cannot allow Jonathan to be in power, Michael.
Yeah, who gave him the noise?
I didn't. Well,
Technically,
look,
you did.
We should never give Jonathan the power. We should never do it. Nobody knows what that is, Jonathan. So explain it in one, you know, in like 50 seconds.
I can't explain it tonight because I'm taking it completely out of context. Because,
okay,
because of everything that is going on in this conversation.
Right.
Originally, it was the two noises used when I was right about something or you were right about something. The Prince scream was when I was right, and the one he just played is when you were right. And if I recall correctly, we had to use my right noise so often because I was right so often that we just stopped doing it because it was unfair.
Gosh.
I mean, that's how I remember it. You know?
Oh, I know what that explosion was. I just heard your brain just burst. Hey, Michael. Hey, by the way, have you seen Calamity Jane? Doris Day? Doris Day.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Calamity Jane, that's what they called it when you watched Avengers Infinity War without seeing the rest of the movie. It was a calamity moment.
That was terrible. That was terrible.
But
that
I had
was
to get
terrible.
Back to it. That's all.
Okay. Are you done?
Not as good as seaweed.
I'm just saying. So, yeah. Wow. Lieutenant Dan. What movie was that?
What? Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. Used to be my favorite, honestly.
Imagine watching the end of Forrest Gump without seeing the beginning.
Oh, my gosh. It's him sitting in a feather blowing around. Come on. That tells us
nothing. Imagine watching that and not having any of the context of why that moment is so famous.
It's a peaceful moment.
You didn't get the raccoon. There's two whole movies with the raccoon to explain why he's important. He's a beloved character. Beloved.
We're back to that. Jonathan, see what you did.
I'd just like to say to the listening audience out there that this has not only gone off the track, off the rails, if you will. This is in the next county. We can't find the train because it's gone. It's disappeared. That's how off the rails we are right now. We can't find the train.
Okay, it's gone, Jonathan, because of stop Thanos. Talking. Oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Michael,
I'm done.
Do love
I'm gonna,
you. I love you. I'm never going to watch all the movies from X-Men. I'm never going to watch all the movies from Star Wars. Excuse me. And absolutely not. Well, you know, I really kind of like these movies from Marvel, but.
That's because they're great. All right. Well, happy Mother's Day. I just want to
thank you for my Mother's Day gift. I literally brought the bouquet over that you sent. It is huge, you guys. I wish I should take a picture and put it on Facebook because it's so beautiful. And I put it right in front of me working tonight because the fragrance is outstanding. Just beautiful. Thank you for loving me, son. Thank you for loving your grandmother, your aunt, Javita. And we all love it. We just love it. So thank you.
Absolutely. Happy Mother's Day to you and all of the mothers out there on this beautiful Sunday evening.
Yeah, and happy Mother's Day to Thanos. Would he be one that would have, is he a mother? I never knew.
Oh, I wanted to tell you.
Was it a he or her?
Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's father. I just wanted to put that out there since we're spoiling things for you today. I'm not sure if you've seen those movies, Star Wars, in a small franchise. I love you.
I love you so much, son. Take care of yourself. Be safe out there, okay? All right. Good night, everyone, and thank you for putting up with it all. Good night, Jonathan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.